This is Queer City, where your mama warned you about. We're queer here, we're LGBT here.
Cause you're mine.
They say the totality of a person is not in their sexual orientation or identity.
You better stop the things you do.
But when violations are made on the basis of sexual orientation, I don't think this should be swept under the carpet. I don't think such cases should be reported without laying emphasis on sexual orientation and identity.
You know better, Daddy.
This is Coronet of Choir City.
You put me down.
And you all are welcome to this episode.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Yeah. This episode exclusively is dedicated to every trans person out there. Every transgender person out there. We at Queer City, we love you all. We love you all, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. You know, over time I've come to understand the fact that some people actually love their body the same way they have ever had it.
You hear me? I put a spell on you.
While some people have to fight for it. And whether anybody fights for their body or not, they are still who they are. Who they say they are, they are still who they say they are. I don't think anybody has the right to say or to assume someone else's gender. If you feel someone's gender identity is not cool to you or you're not comfortable with it, you can basically just move on with your life without interfering in that person's life. Rather than you coming to rub your hate on their face. And I would say this outrightly. Trans rights are human rights. And they should be respected. Be who it may. And with a heavy heart. I send my condolence out to everybody attached.
I just don't wanna be free, no.
To Bamanga Rabiu, aka Rabina.
I was just sitting here thinking of your kiss and your warm embrace. Yeah.
His death actually really, really shook me. You know, I still can wrap my own head around the fact that some folks just don't want to see it the way it is. I'm sorry. But the first news I got is Rabina actually used to, during her lifetime, identify as a transgender woman. And being someone who is a little bit inclined to the Islamic naming, I understand the fact that it's only women that bears names that basically end with the R vowel
smell on you.
Or with a T consonant sound.
Cause you're mine.
Yeah, it's crazy. I find it crazy. If Rabina could be killed because of her gender identity and because the community is scared of the SSMPA, the community choose to fight for Rabina and changing the narrative without talking about the fact that Rabina is transgender. But for the sake of this podcast, I wouldn't use the she and her pronoun for Rabina. Exclusively is and in. But Rabina, wherever your soul is, as I speak, I love you. And I'm sending my heartfelt towards you. Indeed, you have come to the end of your journey on planet Earth. But yet, in some of our hearts, like myself, your name left an imprint. You branded your name on our hearts. Indeed, you are a soldier on the struggle of life.
Because
though you might have lost your life, but it's so painful that you didn't just lose your life, but then you lost your life in the ends of hatred. It's crazy. It's saddening. Bamanga Rabio. Indeed, you ran your race. Indeed, you built a new pillar for us. You are an addition to the stronghold of the community. Our hero has fallen. Bamanga Rabio. We love you. Every trans person out there, you know, this is what I will say to you all. You're beautiful and wonderfully made. Go for what you believe in. Just stand.
Whoever you are, you are alive.
Oh, sorry for that break. Yeah, this is what I was saying. You all should be
glad.
Just be who you are. Do your best to protect yourself. These vampires are out there. These ignorant people are out there, and all they seek is your life. Seek the best to protect yourself. If you were still gonna hide your identity for now, if that's all that would save your life, please, we don't want another Rabio. You ain't gonna be in this life. You ain't gonna run the whole of your race on this earth only for you to be buried in a shallow grave after your head had been cut off. No. I don't want to hear that after everything you've done, after struggling and fighting every day to be who you are, at least to have peace, that you're still gonna go end up in a shallow grave. Such a shameful thing. You ain't gonna end up your life shameful. No. You're not dying shamefully. No, it's not gonna happen. So please, I'm begging you all out there. Try your best. Just be safe. Be safe. Please. And, you know, over time, there's this video someone sent to me about last week. About a transgender person. And I think eastern part of Nigeria. Where she was violated too. I have the video where she was stripped naked and was harassed, you know, by policemen. It's annoying. We're in a fucking lawless country. We're just in a fucking lawless country. A country that doesn't respect basic human rights. It's annoying. So please, y'all out there, try your best. I'm begging to be safe. Till we have a day where we could be ourselves. For now, hide. Please just hide yourself. Right? Just hide yourself, please, I'm begging. And I'll say this before I end this episode. Last week was World Intersex Day, if I'm not wrong, or Visibility Day. To y'all who are intersex out there, we love you too. We love you all. You know, here at Quest City, every part of the rainbow spectrum is important to us. Every part of it. LGBTIQAAP, whatever your identity is, whatever you identify as far as you live for that rainbow flag, we love you all. We love you all. We love you all. Yeah. We've come to the end of this episode. Stay safe, I say again. Not only transgender persons now. Gay guys, lesbians. Queer people. Transgender, bisexual, pansexual, homosexual. Allies, whatever you identify as, please, if you are in Nigeria or any other homophobic country, be safe. Peace out.
I put a spell on you because